Sami Nakitam, Scott Nawao back again for the third and final segment of Coffee and Creep. Here on the Windspeaker Radio Network with a special guest, traveled all the way from Slave Lake, Alberta, originally from Saskatchewan, Shirley Lazarick. So we got talking a little bit off air. You had said that you really enjoyed learning things from your dad and from your grandparents. So I thought we would maybe share some of those memories of the things that you end up learning and teach a little bit of Nehewiwin in that process.
Kayas Manakagia Ayawasiwiak, when we were little, my mamana, she used to have to make us go and live with my grandma, Atiomana, just so we could learn specific things from my grandma, like how to make hides. Yuxisumakigwe, that was really tough work. yeah. Nimusumani gindo tapagwit, setting snares, wapusa, and then I'd go with him and I would go just check for the wapus to come and, you know, gomana no kumigi giswat. Spigomanaya katigiwia maskomanaya mwesmana kigwe power ksisumakigwe. Tap domani gindoya kwapigiak. We used to have to walk wahyomani donata mak water. Bukokatoa higiak we make a hole in the ice. You take a money, not a mach water. In the winter, we can't be keep the mina mana. Wahwah, you see it. Qua piggy ack, you go eat our tayak nippy. Dun money, I mach, some mixagak, so gone nippy. A pumana, the wood mina mana, mita.
Mita.
Pugumana capis to go to meet the ack, bring the wood inside. At home, mina mana, and papa, I gin doya. Tapagwit, you go mina mani gindoya, matista hits, yeah, sisi pakmana, yeah, sagagans manik tegia yak, we patik tagawi, yak, tagawi yak, the sagagans igindo, igindo, we talk manan papa indo, papask, so at sisi pa, igua, igindo pak tahuat man in the morning manas go pigoskuntigua. Piwitiun, igisit mana, come and help me set a net. Spigomana, I'd go and row the boat for him, Homsisa. Spigomana, we are aya, he is puya, he must need in the water. I go mana, about 2 days later, mana cow in doi duktiakaya, in donatayakaya, canusiwak. Askomana, igiusi that mana canoes. Igomana, igiwitiwak, igiwitak mana. We see that canoes. Spigomani guan muhti, we'd go mana out in the water. You know.
Different times, right?
Aye, man. Like, yeah. You know, and trying to, like, untangle a net.
Yeah, right.
You know, those things. I was more like, I'd done more stuff with my dad than I did my mom. I found it more interesting to be outside.
Reminds me of my wife. My wife is a country girl. She's Munyal, but she's a country girl. And she grew up where she wanted to hang out with her dad. She wanted to learn to hunt. She wanted to learn to fish and trap and all these things, right?
Yeah, but nista.
You know, right?
Yeah, nista. Nista papa kusi singi. Mistiki gwengi kiskino amaga. Pui minamani ngi pakni kaya. Pasikan skapchitayan. Sisi paka pasksak. Igo manatim. Ike yawa yaka a dog. He'd bring that dog mana in at sahamuatan haya. Sisi paki. Money donut out of that dog. I got pretty good at getting that dog to go and fetch the
ducks.
Ducks.
Yeah. Awesome. Once again, chatting with Shirley Lazarick. And so you're retired. You said you're retired from nursing,
I'm
right?
I'm retired now.
So now you do any teaching? You teach Nehewiwin? You should be teaching Nehewiwin.
Well, I used to. Pegong to Skanaya. I used to work for the school there in Slave Lake Mana before I took my nursing refresher. I taught Cree, igwa arts and crafts, fashion studies, igwa kigwa umamina. Ksisinatu kigwa like native related, you know, arts and crafts in Cree.
Yeah.
Gigsknamo can get the outreach students iktamana.
And should we shout out your daughter that's here? I put her mic on. You want to introduce yourself? We'll pull the mic there, yeah?
Hi, my name is Autumn Radis and Shirley is my grandma.
Oh, Shirley's your koko and your noko.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she's my travel partner. She's been traveling with me everywhere since she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And do you get to speak a lot of Nihewewin at home with your kukum?
Not much. My grandma only ever taught us some necessity words like come here, come here.
Yeah, yeah, the command words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pimitso, pimitso, great. Yeah.
Don't go small. Pimitso, astam, ape, nipawe.
Yeah.
Awas.
Yeah. The common ones, right?
Yeah.
My little Nusim, she's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've had her since she was 2 months old. Today marks the day that she lost her mom in a horrible accident, and she was only 2 months old. So
and how old is she now?
Two.
She's two.
She just turned two.
Oh,
and today, 2 years ago today, she lost her mom.
Oh.
She's such a sweetie.
Oh,
I'm trying to teach her things too, like Astam, Awas, Kaya.
When they're little, they learn so fast when they're little.
Ayapingit means she's into everything. She touches everything. Ayapingit.
Ayapingit.
Yeah.
They're into everything.
Natukigwe tasikak.
Yeah, we could do a whole other episode on grandparenting words, right?
Stuchtasuapsis, when I say astam, awas. Those are the two main words.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much, Mr. Haken and Askumptin, for coming down and making the trek and teaching me and our listeners a little more Nihewewin.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor. Kapituk tiano te, nanaskumun. Thank you very much. And good luck on your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
Hope
Shirley.
You find happiness and
awesome.
Prosperity.
Yeah. I'm happy every day, no matter what. As long as I wake up, then one skin, I.
You know what that means? May you be blessed.
Oh, hi.